February 6, 2013 marked the 27th National Girls and Women in Sports Day. A joint effort by Girls Incorporated, the National Association for Girls and Women in Sport, the National Women's Law Center, and the Women's Sports Foundation. Throughout February, the day was celebrated with events in which females were able to take the field or court and play a sport to promote female participation in athletics. Springfield College recognized the day on February 16th, with an event for girls between kindergarten and 6th grade. Brianna Selwaki, a Springfield College student athlete, helped organize the event.
I think it's a good way for young kids to see what it's like to be a part of a team, and it gets them a way to enjoy the sport and interact with like older people and look up to them and be like, oh wow, I want to do something like that when I grow up. I want to be a part of a team.
A similar event has been held at Western New England University for 13 years for girls between the ages of 7 and 12. This year's event was canceled due to inclement weather, though over 200 girls from the Springfield area had signed up, according to program coordinator Jen Collins, who considers the day important not only for the young girls, but the student athletes as well.
Our student athletes are role models, and this is a chance for them to display some of that role modeling to younger eyes that are watching and that look up to them and that are so eager to become a middle school, a high school, and a college student athlete. The importance is not just how hard you throw a ball or how long you can kick the ball or what have you, but it's really about the life lessons that come with sport. It's about the dedication, the commitment, the team camaraderie, the obstacles and how you respond to them that are life lessons that translate from the field, the court, the pool, really into life.
Again, Springfield College student athlete Brianna Selwaki.
It's always been a huge part of my life. A lot of like the spirit, mind, and body, a lot of it has to do with like being in athletics and being a part of a team, so it's been a great experience.
Collins, who currently serves as the head coach of the men's and women's tennis teams at Western New England, credits many strong women like her personal idol Billie Jean King for breaking through barriers that once stood between women and athletics. Their dedication to opening doors for females in sports has inspired her to do the same. Seeing the faces of the girls on Girls and Women in Sports Day reinforces the point for a new generation of athletes.
To see them so passionate about sport and not really know the boundaries, not know that there's a possibility that they couldn't move forward with their sport in high school or maybe it's not for them in college. They don't know those boundaries. The girls these days know that they can do that, and it's really about the women who paved the way before us.
Reporting from Springfield, I'm Pat O'Rourke, WAMC.